41 degrees at 8:55. Kind of a mixed picture on the markets here on this Friday morning as we bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, what are we seeing so far? What's driving the market today?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're mixed here today. We have corn down about a penny. We have beans up right now about 5.5. Wheat's up a couple. We kind of lost the forecast there in the wheat out west. They had been looking for some rain that kind of disappeared from the forecast this morning. So wheat's back a little bit firmer here. I think the trade's kind of just waiting to see what the Midwest weather kind of does here. Listing the deer earlier before we get into the planting season, or as we move into the planting season here. Until then, I think really the fun trade and the technicals are kind of what we're going to be trading for now. We'll talk about that. The outside markets, we have the crude oil is up sharply and the heating oil as well. Diesel is up today. The crude oil is up a couple of dollars here this morning, but still within its trading range. Gold's up a couple. It was down earlier. And the dollar's just down slightly, about 10 points this morning. For the week, we have corn up 7 cents. At this point, soybeans are down about 8 and wheat's down about 14, even with the higher market today. So that's kind of where we stand for the week. We are testing the 200-day moving average on the soybeans in the May contract there, which is kind of a critical area. It's right at that $9.02 area. Last week we saw the trade after the report. They were buying beans, selling corn on spreads, and this week I think we're seeing a lot of spread being taken off or buying the corn and selling the beans, kind of a reversal of what we saw a week ago. Supply and demand report, we'll have another report out next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. The trade's looking basically at slightly increased carryout on corn, a little bit lower carryout on the soybeans, and the wheat up a little bit compared to last month. They will not have a new crop supply and demand out until May. We also have had big volume. I was talking about the spreading between the beans and the corn. We also had a big trade yesterday of spreading May to July, so people probably be moving positions from May to the July. There's about 120,000 contracts traded. We still have that barge down there by St. Louis. It's stopping traffic, and barge freight's a little bit higher. From a technical standpoint, I guess I think this $9 level is critical to the soybeans, and we've got to stay above that, but we've got some real pretty good resistance there at the previous highs in the May contract at 915 to 920, and that's kind of the range that we're in right now. The $9 area is the key to whether we go lower or not. The corn market, we've made a 50% retracement from our big drop there last week, and we've been able to hold that, but I think we could be a little bit overbought right now and see a setback. 350 area seems to be pretty good support, though, from the down move last week. That's it, Brian. Have a good weekend.
All right, Bill, you do the same. Thank you very much. That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us here on this Friday morning. Looking at the outside markets, a quick glance. The Dow's up 121 points at 17,663. The S&P up 15 at 2,057. The NASDAQ trading up 35 points at 4,884. And Drew mentioned, we got some cool weather around these parts here through the weekend at least. Chance of rain, maybe even a few snowflakes out there this morning. Slight chance of rain this afternoon. The high 47. Winds will shift to the northwest and gust up to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. Slight chance of rain this evening. Mostly clear after midnight down to 25. We do have a freeze warning in effect from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. for most of the counties in our WILL severe weather coverage area. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.